Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Another episode, another edition of Today in Sports Betting. I am your host, Devin Ellington, at DALE007 on Twitter. This is a hoop-ball.com presentation, at Hoopball Gaming on Twitter for the show. Make sure to go check out the wager pass and the premium site over at hoop-ball.com. 33 cents a day, you're going to have access to professional handicappers like myself and my in-courts here within the HoopBall family. Multiple, if not every, sport covered. Lots of guys. Lots of knowledge. HoopBall 360 will get you everything. $12.99. You're going to get access to the DFS pass, fantasy pass, and the wager pass. Make a small investment, win your leagues, win your bets, win your DFS slates. For a Starbucks latte a day, heck, less than that. Like I said, 33 cents. Also, go to manscaped.com, use promo code HOOPBALL20, H-O-O-P-B-A-L-L-2-0. You're going to use that. You're going to use it on the Lawnmower 3.0 or the Weed Whacker or both. Get the complete care kit. It's both of those items plus some. Beard scrub, conditioner, shampoo, travel kit. All of it. HoopBall 20, 20% off and free shipping. We all hate shipping. I do. I just had to pay for it on some items on Amazon. Bullcrap. Manscaped.com. Go over there, get your lawn mowed. Use promo code HoopBall20. Let them know that we sent you. All right, this is going to be a wicked show today. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be long, so buckle in. I'm talking about every single college basketball game on the slate for Saturday. I'm going to talk about every single one. Sunday's the Super Bowl. It's obviously going to be radio silent over here with the recordings on the weekends already, but I had the crazy idea. I want to do a college basketball style of Football Friday. And, well, we're going to do it. We're going to make it happen. And going to have some plays. Gonna have a lot of analysis, a lot of talking. So y'all make sure to just kind of buckle in. Purely college basketball today on this show. So if that's not for you, you can go ahead and just hit pause and skip to the next episode when it comes out. Did I just become Canadian or Northern American right there? Is it oat? I don't know what happened. I think I was like running out of breath or something. So we will talk about college basketball today. I will talk about college basketball. You will listen, hopefully. Just put me on while you do your Saturday chores before the games tip off. We got some dang good matchups. We do. And I am excited. So I think I should just kind of start ripping into this. It's kind of daunting. It's a lot of games. All right. Let's start. And this is my first scrub of the Saturday card too. So everything that I formulate and, articulate is going to be fresh off the noggin. You know, this is, we're doing this together, unpacking it, finding the value, finding the conviction. All right. It's going to be quick. An auctioneer over here. Not quite, but here we go. NC State, Boston College, -3.5 for NC State, over under 147.5. It's down from 149. NC State, -3.5, like I said. You know, they are actually at 500 right now. They've won a couple games that they played better than what they are in. They got lucky with some teams being out some guys. Boston College, they are just let's call it what they are. They're a terrible team this year. 3-10. I was really high on them at the beginning of the year in ATS positions, just for the fact that they brought a lot of people back. So I thought there was going to be money on a team with that continuity at the early parts of the season. It never panned out. Look at them now. They're 3-10. Kind of like Marshall. I talked about Marshall on yesterday's show, or on today's show, technically, because I'm recording this Friday night for Saturday. Boston College, not a good team. On my do not bet list now. DePaul, Butler, you know, we're going to have some punts in this card, obviously, guys. I elevate my 15 plays per day up to about 25 for Saturdays, just because the, you know, pure volume of games that are going to be played obviously goes up. I think I might cut down to 20. I'm tweaking my model a little, just seeing where I lock in. So, DePaul, Butler, man, I just can't trust this Butler team. DePaul plus 5.5 on the road. It's up from 3, over under 131, has not moved. 11 a.m. Central Standard Time is this first cluster of games that we're talking about also. I'm staying away from these first two. Good for just some viewership if you want, but I think I'm good on gambling on them. Iowa State, -9, Oklahoma. OU coming off a crazy good, week run, beating three straight big top 10 teams, I'm sorry. And they did lose in a They won the SEC matchup against Arkansas or Alabama. It was Alabama. But then they turned around and that's right, it was Texas Tech. They had to play a top 10, another top 10 team, four in a row. Texas Tech, and it was a close game. It was competitive. Oklahoma, 15.5 point favorites at home against Iowa State, over under 141.5. I 15.5 is a ton of points, but I said that about K-State plus 18 against KU a couple days ago. Oklahoma's rolling. They're playing the best ball they have, in the last couple of years, post Buddy Hield and Trey Young. So take advantage of this. Iowa State's really down this year, really down. So I know it's a lot of points, and, we look at this and we see Iowa State, and it's crazy. I didn't think they were going to be this terrible. I mean, I know they lost a lot of players over the last couple of years, but, man, I'm so used to seeing them be pretty decent. Top of the Big 12, so it's weird. OU -15.5, we got to lean on that right now. We got to lean. That's where I'll go on that game. Virginia Tech, -16 on the road, coming off of a loss. They lost to an unranked opponent that I cannot remember off the top of my head. So, sorry, fault me if you want. Miami, they officially weren't on my do not bet list, but, I mean, I might as well put them there because the results of their games are just so wishy-washy and weird and back and forth and up and down. I just don't trust this Miami team. Virginia Tech, I haven't really had a ton of exposure to them on the year. Let's pass. I'm punting this game too, okay? So I'm not going to make a big deal of it every time I punt a game, but, there's a lot of 11 o'clock games, and I'm about to talk about one that I really like. So let's get ready. Two of them, actually, maybe. I'm getting ahead of my horses here. Sorry. Ahead of my marbles. Toledo, 16-4 Toledo against Ball State. Ball State at home +8.5. Over under 149. Toledo minus 8.5. That's a big number. We'll look into it a little. Big number, medium total. Honestly, this is just like a saltine game. It's really plain. There's no value. Everything's 110 on the shade. Both spreads, both sides of the total. Just a complete cinder block within the NBA slate or NCAA slate. Yeah. I'm getting a pick. Go ahead and pass. Seton Hall, Connecticut, UConn. Love this UConn team. I talk about them every time I can. Boot Knight. Not sure if he's going to be. Oh, darn it. Maryland didn't cover. Recording this Friday night. Sorry. Just getting a lot of alerts right now. Discord, Action Network, Tally Site, Twitter, all of it. Friday night. Everyone's having a good time. Seton Hall, UConn, like I was saying. Seton Hall, this is another team that is just complete opposite from what they were the previous game. You know, every time it's just a flip. You don't know what team you're getting. UConn, the more consistent side, more consistent model. They've won some really good games for a resume building sake. Over under 134.5. A lot of points expected to be scored. Connecticut's defense, you know, don't under or short sell them. I love my Huskies. I love the UConn Huskies. They've been a team that I remember from a very young age, watching college ball growing up. Mr. Jim Calhoun, Rip Hamilton, Emeka Okafor, all sorts of players early on in my college basketball memory bank come from the school. And, let's back the Huskies again. -2. Here we go. Top 10, Alabama. Number 10, Alabama. Number 18, Missouri, at home, getting 2 points, over under 152. Let's just say this is the game of the 11 o'clock slate. And I love Missouri. I've talked about Missouri so much on the season. Every chance I get, I roll with them. I missed on a +115 money line, you know, a week ago on them, sure. But, you know, I am usually, you know, good about keeping my excitement in check with them. But, you know, this is just going to be a great matchup for college ball sake itself. Alabama just playing ridiculous right now. Like I said, losing all that talent to the NBA, I thought it was going to hurt. They have just gelled and meshed incredibly. Missouri probably going to lose a lot of talent after this year. You know, at least one or two guys probably to the NBA. You know, I look at them as people that can be on NBA rosters, serviceable. But, you know, here we have a really close line, a real tight line. Over under 152, like I said, you know, this is going to be a really awesome possession for possession game. I don't think the chance of a blowout tie at all. And this is just, you know, a showcase of two very quality teams. The top of the SEC, you know, for sure. So let's roll on along. LaSalle, Fordham, punt automatically. Don't even want to look at that one. I'll probably view in on it a little bit just to see what the score is, see what the tempo's like, see what the, you know, kind of odds and probability and projection of everything in game is, just to see where it finishes for my data bank. But for this podcast's sake and me talking, we're passing. And I'm probably going to miss a couple games here and there. So if you're looking through this card and you're just looking on a time slot, you know, I'm not going to have lines for everything. I'm recording this about, you know, 8 o'clock Central Standard Time Friday night. And, you know, expect there to be movement from night, you know, to morning. But, you know, that's why we do these first looks, these deep dives. And you know, we're essentially tilling right here. We're tilling. So Towson College of Charleston. No, thank you from me. That's a no from me, dog. Boston. Okay, never mind. Got ahead of my marbles again. I don't have a full spread, full line. Well, actually, here we go. Boston plus 14 and a half at Colgate. Colgate, man, you know, they're 7-1, over under 144 and a half, 144. Boston, they just covered in a big spot in their last game. Colgate, super fundamental, sound basketball team. 14 and a half is big. Boston's a pretty good quality team, though. I like their guard play. And get this. Aside from the Chanticleers, you know, listen, okay, so they're the Boston Terriers. I love that. That's so awesome. Their mascot is a terrier, but it's a Boston Terrier, you know? It's really cool. All right, Western Carolina, Citadel. Gosh, these two teams. I have not been able to figure out these two teams. At first look, I say Citadel plus one. Yes, that's great. Over under 67 and a half at the opening bell. It's at 165 now. I might take that under steam. Just kind of ro roll that steam in the middle of it. Because Western Carolina can play some lockdown defense. The question is, can Citadel? Citadel's highly offensively minded. Citadel just picked up a big win, if I remember right. Western Carolina just lost to Chattanooga, that's right. Western Carolina was actually favored in that game, but we were on the Chattanooga side, if I remember right, talking about it on the podcast. I had Chattanooga in the Action Network. These two teams actually played on February 1st recently. It was a 1-point game. And Western Carolina won, but they did not cover the 6-point spread. Well, okay, I was wrong about the Citadel. They lost to UNC Greensboro by 19. They're on a three-game losing streak. I like them to bounce back right here. Citadel plus one. You're playing plus one, probably gonna play the money line. I think they went outright. So that under is also in play for me. Belmont, 19-1, rolling, playing Southern Illinois, Edwardsville. Screw it. We're rolling that minus 14 and a half. Belmont's just rolling right now. St. Bonnie's, St. Louis. St. Louis lost their first two games back into action after their long layoff. Give me St. Bonnie's plus three. Easy peasy. I like it. Number 25, Drake. First time in the rankings this year. 17-0, Drake against Valpo. Valparaiso. Over under 136 and a half. It's up 2 points from 134 and a half. One Valparaiso team is a 13.5 point underdog. Drake is really phenomenal defensively. The pace of play gives me worry about them covering the spread, but I've said that about them in the past, and I've lost bets against them. Valpo's pretty bad. I want to look and see what they've been doing lately, though. Man, Drake is just, they're just rolling. Lost both games against Evansville. Evansville, terrible. You know, they were 1 and 2 point underdogs. Before that, though, they had been on a three-game win streak, beaten Illinois State 2 times in a row, the Redbirds, and then beaten Bradley, which is a pretty pretty good team. I would say I thought they picked up a win recently that they shouldn't have. Yeah, you know, 3-2 at home ATS, or I'm sorry, that's over under, you know. ATS 2-3 at home. Drake 6-0 on the road ATS. Man. Ultimately staying away from this one. I wanted to entertain the 13.5, you know, with the narrative of a team getting into the rankings for the first time, blah, 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 blah. I'm not going to get behind it. Montana State, Weber State. Weber State won this game in the first of the back-to-back last night. And took care of business. So they are 5.5-point favorite this time. Over under 146. No opinion. Going to go and punt that one. Central Michigan, Western Michigan, rivalry game, +4.5. Western Michigan is on the road. Over under 144. Up from 141.5. 2.5-point movement. Western Michigan. Let me check this here, but I believe that they just beat Bowling Green State. Yeah. They were 13-point favorite or underdogs and beat Bowling Green at Bowling Green. Now they go on the road against a weak Central Michigan team in a rivalry game. But 4.5 is just a low, low, low number for me. If it was 6, I'd jump all over Western Michigan. But this 4.5, I'm okay on it. You know, it's a rivalry game. I've been trying to play the rivalry games lately this week, you know, with some value and some tight lines or big lines. So, you know, I'm good. Syracuse and Clemson. Clemson -2.5. Over under 135.5. Syracuse, Clemson. Man, okay. So, first of all, a lot of orange in this game. Second, I really just want to jump on Clemson because I was so successful with Clemson games earlier in this year. And I like this team. I like the pieces they have. They just beat UNC by 13. They started the year beating Mississippi State and Purdue in their non-con games. They beat Maryland. They beat Bama. You know, and Bama's a top 10 team now. Look at them. We were just talking about them. You know, they beat Florida State. Yeah, Clemson. I had a really good feel for them. And then they started losing 85-50 to Virginia and, you know, 83-65 to Georgia Tech and 61-80 the second time around to Florida State. So, you know, I thought that I had a good angle on them as a team. I think I just really enjoy them purely as a basketball team, not one that I have to bet on. So, long way for me to get to saying that this is a punt. St. John's, Providence, it's a pick 'em. I'm going to pick St. John's. Providence, I love David Duke. He's a good player, dynamic. He'll be back next year with more pieces around him. And this year they just defensively ain't got it. St. John's, all that returning experience, all that energy there from last year, all that production. Yep, I like that a lot. Hey, when a train is a rolling, you just keep rolling with it. And Austin Peay, +2.5 on the road against Morehead State. I'm taking it. +2.5, Austin Peay, 1 p.m. tomorrow. This team is just moving. They are rolling right now, and they are playing something fierce right now, I tell you. FAMU, Florida Atlantic. I'm sorry, Florida A&M, NCCU, North Carolina Central. Home favorites by -5.5 points. Over under 134. Pass, punt, whatever you want to say. Evansville, Loyola, Illinois, 20-point spread. Over under 122.5. Like, whoa. Very low number, very big spread. No, thank you. No, thank you. Because that's just, like, Loyola, that's just them saying Loyola is going to play shutdown defense. Yeah. I'm good on that. With that in mind, and with that being said, East Carolina, Memphis. East Carolina plus 12.5. Memphis, home favorites. Over under 135. East Carolina. They ended up playing recently, if I remember right, and Memphis absolutely crushed them. No, I'm sorry. No, I'm right. Yeah. And I had East Carolina plus 6.5. And that didn't work out. So, yeah, no. I think I'm good on that one. Let's see. Number 23, KU at number 17, West Virginia in Morgantown. Plus 2 for the Jayhawks. Man, losing some games. Over under 141.5. West Virginia also losing some games recently. I think, you know, this is a game where you just pick the winner. You know, you take the spread out of it. And when you do that, obviously there's more value in KU. These two teams are just really even. Morgantown is tough, though. We talk about it all the time. Morgantown, tough place to go. Miami of Ohio and Buffalo. Plus 8.5 for Miami of Ohio. Over under 150. I might take a look at the over. No opinion on the side. But, you know, lots of points get scored in these two teams' games. And recently speaking, yeah. Drexel, Hofstra, really like this game. Minus 2.5 for Hofstra. I'm going to go and just roll with that here at first glance. I just like that. That's good value. It's a good number. It's below a key number. Even shade, minus 110. Hofstra, you know, I've won some money on them in this season before, so I'm going to stay on that track. Wisconsin, Illinois, top 20 matchup. Number 19, Badgers, take it on number 12, Illinois. Plus 4 for Wisconsin, over under 136.5. Plus 4, whiskey. I like that. Wisconsin, you know, they've been playing some good ball lately. Road Warriors. And I like this matchup against Illinois. They just got to hit their shots. Wisconsin is a team that if they don't hit shots, then it's just a long game because they play decent enough defense. They actually play really well defensively. You know, they held Rutgers to 54 points in a win. They held Northwestern to 52 points. Ohio State did beat them. They held Maryland to 55 points. First time they played Penn State on the 30th, so recently. They lost to Penn State 81-71. But then they turned right around on the second leg of the back-to-back. Won by 16. So this Wisconsin team been really consistent, in my opinion. They've had losses here and there, but college teams do that. You know, that's a part of the college season. Illinois, just so streaky, up and down. You know, they got that NBA talent that's going to be on the way out after this season. So I think everyone thinks, like, they should just, you know, dominate. But the truth of the matter is those guys don't really play really well together. I think the personalities have built and they all know that they're NBA talents, and so it's acting that, you know, they're acting that way. Wisconsin plus four. I like it. Texas, Oklahoma State, number six, Texas. Minus three, key number, one possession, over under 146, you know? 2 p.m., ABC. Man, this is going to be a fun game. You know, Texas, to me, though, they have a lot more talent than Oklahoma State does. Oklahoma State's surrounded by, you know, one guy, and that's Cade Cunningham. Avery Anderson, you know, he's good. He's coming up. Isaac Likely, you know, he's just the junkyard dog, point guard for Oklahoma State. Texas, they got some ballers. They got some ballers. Jared, I'm sorry. Well, they got Andrew Jones for one, but I'm blanking on a couple of the other kids' names there, and I apologize for that. But you know, four guys, five guys that definitely would start anywhere else in the country. This Texas team is one of their most talented teams in recent history. Probably the most talented team Shaka Smart's had there. So, yeah. I think Texas goes on the road, gets it done. I'm not saying it's going into the card. Again, these are just my views and kind of thoughts on the games that we are, you know, looking into. Missouri State, Illinois State, over under 145 and a half. That's kind of where I'm looking on this one. Illinois State's offense lacks. Missouri State's defense is pretty good. Missouri State's offense can lack. Now the weight bear is going to be on Illinois State, and if they can be pesky enough to get turnovers and, you know, take possessions away. They've been known to do that. Idaho still 0-14, staying away from it. They're playing Eastern Washington, though, for those of you who care. I don't bet on teams that are over. Montana, Portland State, minus 2.5 for Montana on the road as the favorites. I'm punting, just kind of skimming this big chunky middle section here for some extreme value or 5-point rules that we can look out for. Mississippi State, South Carolina. South Carolina favored at home by 2 points. Mississippi State, oh man, this is a confusing one here. Yeah. Going ahead and passing on that. Bradley, Southern Illinois. I love Southern Illinois. I hype them up and they're not really following through. Bradley, under 500 now. They weren't a couple games ago. Over under 131. This is just another one of those saltine cinder block games to me. Washington, Oregon, plus 13 and a half. Washington is on the road as the underdog. 149 and a half is the total. Oregon at home. They've been in some letdown spots. I believe I just tried to bet against them, though. And actually, no, I laid off. Even though I talked about Washington State on the podcast and how I liked them on the spread, but I also really liked the over in that game, over 134 and a half. Well, Washington State ended up winning outright by three in Oregon, in Eugene. You know, they've been weak there this year. Colorado came in and beat them there. They did take care of business against Stanford. Mizzou came and beat them there. Let's see, they didn't cover against Florida A&M there. And, you know, they haven't been as dominant there as they have in years past. So for this game against Washington, getting 13 and a half, that's a big number. And Washington, man, as bad as they are, they can actually get in your way sometimes. So 13 and a half, big number, slight lean on taking Washington. I would like to see where the market's going to go on that. Just kind of see the perception, you know, get an idea. Number 13, Texas Tech, Kansas State, minus 16.5 right now for the Red Raiders is the favorite on the road, over under 135.5. Pass, punt game. Kansas State's a terrible team this year. Texas Tech coming off that win against OU. Number 13 ranked team, you know, they're trying to get back into the top 10. So I could see Texas Tech probably winning by like 20. But, you know, K-State, I've tried a couple different ways with them. So I'm staying away. UNC Wilmington and Elon. Wilmington minus 1.5 point favorites. Over under 141.5. It was 143. Look for that total to probably keep dropping for the simple fact that these offenses don't really do a whole lot. So keep that in mind. I like Wilmington minus 1.5. They're a pretty balanced team, even keeled. And, you know, not too much going on there, but a nice little 1.5 line. So take it or leave it. Mississippi, Ole Miss, playing Auburn. No opinion. No need to get into this one. Sorry. Pitt, UVA. Pitt plus 11.5 against Virginia. Number 14, Virginia, who's actually just rolling right now. So I'm going to do something dumb. I'm going to roll with Pitt plus 11.5 over under 128. No opinion on the side, or I'm sorry, on the total. But on the side, I do like Pitt. I just like this team. They got some really solid guys that play tough. And, you know, some really good coaching under Jeff Capel. So, yeah, it's a team I like. You know, you just got those teams that you like. And when they're in spots that you like, then I guess you like both. So, Murray State, Eastern Kentucky. Eastern Kentucky coming off that loss against Austin Peay. Murray State just playing some 500 ball right now. You know, they just lost against Morehead State. This is this one opened as a pick 'em. It's now at minus 1 for Murray State. Eastern Kentucky at home, though, over under 145, 148.5. Eastern Kentucky. This is a hold game. You know, we'll keep this one in our peripherals, and we'll definitely come back to that one. Here's another one that I like. Chattanooga, Eastern Tennessee State. Man, Chattanooga is getting 6.5 on the road. Over under 137.5, which gone up 3.5 points. So we are getting close to the 5-point rule. Eastern Tennessee State, the home favorite. They are playing some really good and really dominating ball right now. But the simple fact is Chattanooga has an above average defense. Their coach is known for his defense. His teams are known for their defense. They have some upperclassmen. I have struck and swung and missed with Chattanooga before, but plus 6.5, it's a good spot in my opinion. There's good value. You know, this will be a good basketball game. So I'm going to try to see about rolling with those points. Air Force, UNLV, two pretty bad teams within the Mountain West. UNLV's playing better lately. They're still 3 games under 500. Over under 131.5, I think that's what's going to be in play for me at first looks. But here's my concern. Is Air Force's offense actually going to show up? They hardly ever do. If they scored 30 points for the full game, I would not be shocked. I wouldn't be shocked at all. I wouldn't be perplexed or surprised or astonished at all. UNLV, though, lots of offensive efficiency lately. Lots of fluid scoring from them. You know, Air Force is the loose sprocket, in my opinion, on that. We talked about Bradley and Southern Illinois. We talked about Washington and Oregon, Texas Tech, K-State. Northwestern at number 24, Purdue, 7-point spread, over under 137.5. Purdue's the favorite, obviously. Punt. Purdue has been way good on the road this year. They've been pretty bad at home in the Mackey Center. Punt. Northwestern, heads or tails team. You know, one of those weird ones. Incarnate Word, Texas A&M, Corpus Christi. Incarnate Word plus 1.5, over under 134.5. Incarnate Word, would be the side that I would play on this one if I was going to put it into my card. It probably won't make my card, but there's a good value spot there for Incarnate Word. A&M Corpus Christi, real inconsistent. They just are really, really inconsistent within the game. You know, not even just game from game, but, you know, within the game and stretches of the game. Tennessee Tech, University of Tennessee, Martin, couple of Tennessee small schools here in the Ohio Valley. This is an interesting one. UT Martin +3.5 at home as the dog, over under 140. I like the over, and I, you know, would really like to consider putting UT Martin on out there at +3.5. I don't know which one I like better. I think there's really good value on UT Martin +3.5, and then also on the over 140. I was just on an over in UT Martin and Jacksonville State. But that I went with the over in that one because Jacksonville State's offense is something else within these Ohio Valley Conference, you know, ranks. So what I'm going to do here is probably going to not roll with the over 140, even though it's great value. And if you want to play it, I would advise it if you want a total play. But I think right here, the value for me where I'm basing my conviction on is that +3.5 in UT Martin. At home, being a dog, I don't really understand it. Tennessee Tech, not really doing all too much here as of late or on the season, only with 2 wins. They had a good showing against Southeast Missouri, but still, you know, they covered by a half point. They were the dog. They lost. They covered by a hook. UT Martin's just the better team, in my opinion. This is too big of a line. UT Martin should honestly be the one that is favored. So we might even look at a +144 money line on Tennessee Martin to be a little more exciting about it, get some more value in there. So, yeah. Creighton, number 15, Creighton at Marquette. Creighton -4.5. I like it. Marquette, 9-9, sitting at 500. Inconsistent as all get out, over under 145.5. And I think that's going to be because, you know, the dropping in the line, it's dropped 1.5, almost 2 in some spots. I think it's because Marquette's offense, you know, can just be rank at times. So Creighton's defense is a little overlooked because overall they're a flashy, exciting offensive team, but Creighton's defense can lock down. So I think this is a matchup where they do. So I like Creighton to win that game and cover. There's some love on the Marquette side, though, probably because they're the home team. And this next section of games, the 4 o'clock games, is featuring a ton of teams that are playing tonight, and they're playing back-to-back, so none of these lines are really set right now. You know, Georgia Southern, Troy, Charlotte, Middle Tennessee State, Southern Mississippi, Rice, UTEP, UAB, their game just finished, and we were on the under in that one, so we got a win on that, Hootballers. Raging Cajuns, Arkansas State, you know, Youngstown State, we were on the Penguins. We got a win on that, Robert Morris. Like I said, all these teams I'm rattling off, I don't want y'all to think I'm skipping games or I'm trying to, you know, skim and be lazy. But, you know, these 4 o'clock games, there literally are no lines set because the teams are actually currently playing. So next one I have lines for, though, is McNeese State against University of Central Arkansas. McNeese State +5.5. I actually like that. It's come down from the 6 number. So we're getting the hook steam. I was on them as a favorite earlier in the year. And I learned my lesson. They're better in a dog spot. So we're going to roll with them in this dog spot. Moving on. Man, these 4 o'clock games loaded. Okay, here's one that I absolutely love. It's a hammer spot for me. Jacksonville State against Southeast Missouri. Southeast Missouri State is not skilled compared to Jacksonville State. Jacksonville State opened as a 2.5-point favorite on the road, but now it's gone up to 3.5. I like it all the way up to 6, honestly. Jacksonville State could control this game. They're really good defensively. They're really good, really, really good offensively. and they're super patient on both ends of the court, and they play really well. So I'm looking for something like that to happen. Tennessee State, Eastern Illinois, over under 132.5, plus 1.5 for Tennessee State. Tight line, more movement on the total. Ohio Valley Conference, let's go ahead and stay away. Eastern Illinois, I've hit and I've missed a lot. I swung and I've missed a lot on them this year, so I'm a little gun shy personally. Arkansas Pine Bluff, Alcorn State, Alabama State, sorry. No opinion, y'all. Plus 2.5 for Arkansas Pine Bluff, over under 133. I could see the over going. Pine Bluff, an over team, based off of their lack of defense. So there's a little nugget for you if you want. Man, 0-15, Mississippi Valley State University. I swear, they go over every year. I don't know when the last time they won a game was. They're terrible. Terrible. Anyways, they're over. We're not betting it. I'm not. Grambling State, Southern. Pass. Abilene Christian, minus 13 versus Lamar. 5-point rule. We have a 5-point rule here, y'all. Over under opened at 130.5 on this game. It's at 137.5. We are rolling under. And I actually like that because here's what I was thinking on the game itself. 13-point spread, potential for a blowout. Abilene Christian is a grinded out defensive team. They are gritty. They hurt people and play very physical. I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean it in like a basketball sense, a basketball way. You know, they just, yeah, they play and they take it to you. And so Lamar, very inconsistent and inefficient overall offensively. You know, they rely on their defense and, you know, getting to the line and, you know, chipping away and stuff like that. I like the 5-point rule helping us out on the under, and I like the way that my game script was looking on it to begin with. So, yeah. Here's the big one. UNC, Duke. And you know what? College basketball fan in me is the only thing breaking this game down. I'd never really bet on this game because it's UNC Duke. It's not, I'm not saying it's sacred. That's a dumb word to use, but like it's, I mean, it is the best college basketball rivalry. Hands down. You know, I was trying to rack my brain a little bit before finalizing that statement, but it is, you know, hands down, the best college basketball rivalry. UNC, Duke, 3-point spread, one possession, over under 145.5. I would lean the over, but like I said, I'm not betting on this one. Doesn't mean you can't. I like the side of UNC. I like UNC to win this one. I think they can. It's going to be a good game. UNC, Duke. Heck yeah. That'll be a good one. Washington State, Oregon State. Washington State plus 2.5. I'd like them to win that game outright on the road against Oregon State. Over under 132.5. So, yeah, I like Wazoo in this spot. They got a good shot at beating Oregon State outright. I think they have a bit more talent, and they are playing a bit more better right now. Thing is, they got to get on the road, and they got to translate that. So, Indiana State, Northern Iowa. Minus 2.5 for Northern Iowa, over under 141. Slight lean to Northern Iowa and a slight lean to the under because these teams don't score a ton and they also prevent their opponents from being overly efficient. You know, the games are usually like sloppy ones. Colorado State, Wyoming. This one right here, looking at the under 152.5, under was at 154. So I'm going to try to find that middle point of where I think this line's going and where it started. And I think 152 is that middle point. And it's a 7.5 point game. I think it's going to be closer. I think it's going to be closely contested by both parties. And yeah, looking for the lean on that under there. UCF, Tulsa. Tulsa, 4.5 point dog or favorites at home. Over under 132, it's gone up from 129.5. You know, I really suck at betting on and against Tulsa. So as of right now, they're on my do not bet list, but you know, I'm just waiting until I see a very big value spot that I can jump on. So moving on to something a little more exciting in my book, Wofford, Furman. Wofford +6 against Furman Paladins, over under 145.5. Taking the over, baby. Taking the over. I really like the over in this game because of the offenses. I really like the offense of Wofford. They operate smoothly from the three. Furman does defend the perimeter very well. I will say that. But both teams also cash in at the free throw line. I think it's going to be a really close game. And there's going to be big stretches where one team's taking it to the other. And it's just going to flip. I think Furman ultimately wins by probably 7-10. So if that +6 is something that you're looking at and you're thinking about, that's the side that I'm on. But I wouldn't be shocked if Wofford came in and win as a road team. You know, when they are on and when they are hot, good luck stopping them. Good luck. Here's another good one. Holy moly. Nicholls State, Sam Houston State. Nicholls State +2.5, over under 150.5. It was 148. You know, I'm just pointing this one matchup out because I like it. It's on ESPN Plus. If you have ESPN Plus at 5 p.m. tomorrow to break up the games, you know, maybe if UNC Duke goes to a commercial break, just click on this one. Click on this one. It'll probably be a close game. There's a close line on it right now. So, you know, it's an interesting little one. 13 wins, Sam Houston State. Nicholls State's got 10 wins. Vanderbilt, Georgia, complete punt game for me. Sorry, y'all. Alcorn State, Jackson State, I'm good there. Nebraska, Michigan State, no thank you. Sorry, Sparty. Northern Alabama, Florida Gulf Coast. F those guys. F them. I lost tonight. Northern Alabama. Sorry, y'all. That was a bad call. At least I own it. Marist +8.5 against St. Peter's. Over under 121. Here we go. We got some action. MAAC. Marist being a dog in the first game of back-to-backs in their conference. Well, first of all, their game's been postponed a lot recently. But let's look at some results. Yep, they haven't played a game in February yet, which, you know, we're still pretty early in February, but they did have postponements.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay. All right, so what I'm seeing is Marist performs really well as a dog in the first game of these back-to-backs. They just perform pretty well in the first game of back-to-backs anyways. I just wanted to see, you know, because it'll stay consistent. Marist, St. Peter's. Marist plus 8.5. I like it. I just had to think about it. So I didn't really, like, talk while I did that. But I just had to look at a couple things. Wanted to see what matched up, what lined up. I like Marist plus 8.5. Pepperdine and Portland, two teams that are just getting whooped right now. Actually, I can't say that because Pepperdine just did something. What did Pepperdine do? No, Pepperdine didn't do nothing. Pepperdine beat BYU by 3 on the 27th. You know, I thought Pepperdine had done something, but they didn't. Yeah. Now, there's no angle or no play here for me on this one. Ooh, Arizona, Colorado. This will be a good one. Over under 142.5. The spread right now, 5. I think 5 is a really good number. That's just offering value to both sides. Honestly, this is just a good, evenly balanced game. I do like Arizona plus 5 because they've been playing some very solid ball lately. Not saying Colorado hasn't, but as I'm thinking about it, Colorado is a really good team at home, so I got maybe a little trigger happy on that one. But, yeah, you know, Arizona, postseason ban, sure. And I know I used it against them last episode, but now I'm going to use it for them. Maybe it's motivation. Notre Dame, Georgia Tech. Notre Dame, 4.5-point dogs on the road, over under 141.5. Georgia Tech as a favorite, I don't know about that. You know, I was able to find lots of value in them as a dog. I mean, they were just winning so many games that they shouldn't have been, like, left and right, you know, a couple weeks ago. So, no opinion, no play on that, sorry. UMass, Rhode Island. I love the Atlantic 10, but I'm going to have to punt on that one. Texas Rio Grande Valley against Texas State. Punt. Tennessee, number 11, on the road to take on Kentucky. I am just not betting on Kentucky this year. I'm not. They covered their last game against Mizzou, but Mizzou won outright. That's kind of how I thought it would play out, but I didn't want to play the game because of Kentucky just being who they are. So, no Kentucky for me, y'all. Number 21, UCLA, getting points on the road against rival USC. Ooh, we got a rivalry game. Over under 135.5. Let me get the points for the Bruins. Oh, my gosh. Let me get UCLA plus 3 on the road. I think they went outright, too. So, we'll find some money line value probably, but man, yeah, let me get that one. That's going to be the game to cap the nightcap. You know, that's going to be good there. Last game to talk about is Utah State and Fresno State. Minus 11.5 for Utah State. Over under 129.5. You know, I can see Utah State controlling this game from tip. You know, it's from end to end. Fresno, they're looking bad right now. They play tonight, actually, Utah State and Fresno State, these two teams do. You know, here I'm refreshing my ticker. And sorry for the delay. Now, they must have finished because now there's lines out. So their game did wrap up. But I'm having a hard time multitasking, finding it through the card, and then talking into a microphone at the same time. So put that in the review if you want. Host can't multitask. I'll prove you wrong. Because you know what? I got it right here. Utah State covered the 11.5. 169.53. Total went 122. The line for the last game was minus 11 Utah State, over under 130.5. Right now we have minus 11.5 for Utah State, over under 129.5. So literally just little bits of movement. So weird one out of those back-to-backs. Utah State's one of those teams that rely on defense, so I could see Fresno covering this game. I'd have more confidence in it if they were playing better, but they really aren't right now. So let's go ahead and end on that note. In a very non-exciting fashion. Yeah. Okay. Wow. That was all the games. That was all the college games. I mean, not all of them. There's probably a cluster of 10 or 15 that weren't in there just because lines aren't out yet. And I wanted to cover the card. I didn't want to play guess a line, you know, so I just went through what I had. And right now we're watching some stuff for hopefully, a night that can turn around. Right now we're looking pretty bad on Friday night. So that's what Saturday's there for, to come back and tackle that. So we're going to do that. We're going to get on out of this weekend college basketball Friday bonanza. It was impromptu. I thought it sounded fun. I wanted to do it. So I did it. Hopefully you enjoy it. Might need to listen to it in little chunks, intervals, kind of listen to the cluster of games that you're interested in. That's why I try to do it in time range so you understand where I am in the card. You can find a game, use it as a reference. But once again, as always, it's me, your host, Devin Ellington, at DALE007 on Twitter. We are presented by Manscaped.com. And don't forget to go over to hoop-ball.com. That is the we are the presentation of that. So here we are. Don't forget your promo code. Don't forget your nice things to say in your 5-star reviews or your constructive things to say in your 1-star reviews. Don't forget that I'm sending you all of my good vibes and all of my good energies. Don't forget. To say something nice about someone today. Don't forget to do that. Anyways, I'm all on out of here. Until the next one, we will see you later. Bye.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.